Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rodney.
Happy birthday to you.
You little shit.
So, yeah, everybody knows, including us hosts of OutwitOutPlayOutcast.com's our URL. My name's Andy. I'm hanging out with Brian.
Hi. And
that's Nick. Where you say hello. There you go. Hi.
And yeah, everybody in the world, including all three of us, know that it was Rodney's fucking birthday.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a whole thing. Like, actually, so the funny thing is when I finally sat down to do a count, it didn't come out as high as I thought it would. First off, oh, wait, shit. Let me delete it from our notes so that you guys can't cheat.
I already
do any of you want to guess how many times he announced that it was his birthday?
15.
No, I saw it.
Yeah, you guys both saw it. Yeah, it was that's my random times, guess. I swear to God. And then everybody else said it a couple of times, too. So we had a grand total of, I'm going to go conservatively, say 20 times somebody said the word birthday.
That's once every 3 minutes.
Yeah, and like the second half of the episode, once Rodney gave up on his little, oh, I quit, guys, I quit. Once he gave up on that, they stopped saying birthday entirely. So that was like 15, really, it was once every 2 minutes. It was absurd. Oh, man.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Well, unfortunately, you know the funny thing? We don't actually know when his real birthday is because we don't know when this thing was filmed, so. Yeah. We still don't
That's
know.
True.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Rodney, you piece of shit. Oh, also, I ran out of Coke, I ran out of Fanta, I ran out of everything, so I was drinking tonight's gin straight out of the bottle, and so,
good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good times, guys.
So, you're drunk on gin, and I'm drunk on shave ice. This is going to be fun.
I'm high on life.
High on life, baby.
Yeah, I'm just here.
I'm just a warm body.
This one kind of started a little weird because it was the fallout from Shireen getting voted out. And so everyone cuts back and it's immediately all, it's everyone's scrambling and like Dan's panicking, like, who put my name down? Who put my name down?
And it's everybody scrambling because now they all know Mike has an idol.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now they all know. I mean, you have to figure that out, like, immediately. It was so funny because they're in, like, the night vision, and Mike is just, like, at camp by himself.
Just shitting and grinning the entire time.
It was like Shades of Redemption Island, only he's king of the pile.
Yeah, he's happy to be there. What's great, though, is Tyler's like, I'm going to explain to you why I voted for you, Dan. I'm really sorry, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And Will's like, I'm just going to deny it until you calm down.
Which
I can only pick on women who are weaker than me. I can't pick on someone who's as big as I am.
Bigger. Dan's done a better job of maintaining his weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, funny, spoiler, Tyler gets voted out, but he lost 26 pounds just from, that's almost a pound a day.
And he wasn't a big guy when they started.
No. I bet you Dan's lost the weight of a small child.
Yeah. Will definitely has. Will has to have lost a ton of weight. Like, it's funny because you had Jen and Haley who lost, like, nothing.
Yeah.
And right. it was so anticlimactic every time.
Jen lost, like, half a pound. Yeah. I'm going to go on a limb and say that Carolyn will actually have, because she's been on a lot of rewards, I think she's going to have gained weight at the end of this.
Gained, like, muscle mass, maybe, even.
Yeah.
She has been on quite a few rewards.
She's been on four, we learned.
Like, fucking all of them?
Rodney apparently is keeping tally of how many everybody has gone on.
What else does he have to do? Because that guy, oh, man. You know, the funny thing is, actually, so we learned last week from Shireen's exit interviews that of the terrible, evil, awful people, he's the one that she likes the most. Because he's at least upfront and honest about it. He's like, you know what, I'm scum, but whatever. That's
he's
just
the beast
who I
am.
And he's also, he's not personal with it. He's like, okay, I'm going to say these awful things, but I don't mean it. Like, to you, if he was sitting right next to you, he'd be like, so how you doing? Let me make you laugh. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be like Will, who's just like, you have no soul, and nobody likes you. Yeah. But seriously, though, fuck him. Complaining out this entire episode, complaining.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's probably his fault that they lost. Like, if he hadn't forgotten the fucking balls, like, it's his fault.
Well, really, they should have won that challenge to begin with, because if you look, every single thing they did was wrong. Like, they were, the other team, which was, Sierra, Carolyn, and Mike, they had to unwrap their thing from the maypole. And it was just as simple as, Mike, you run in a circle for like, 30 seconds. All right. Sierra, you run for 30 seconds, and Carolyn, you run for 30 seconds. The other team, which consisted of everyone but Will, because nobody liked Will enough to have
Nobody wanted the liability.
Nobody wants any of that mess. They tried to, like, jump over each other and move all slowly, and if you noticed, every single step of the way, the other team was in the lead, and yet, they still almost lost. Dan and Tyler and Rodney, they still managed to win that thing. In fact, by all rights, should have won that thing, except for a weird freak gust of wind that blew that ball off course. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's just like, what the?
And you're right. Every step of it, they fucked up. They fucked up the maypole. They fucked up the ladder. They tried to go up it with only four rungs when there was five.
Yeah.
Which, Rodney, yes, we all know that you could have done it.
Oh, but easily.
You have to actually have all five of them on there. It's kind of a puzzle. You need to do it. And then they go through the net thing, but Rodney forgets the fucking balls.
Well, also, Dan takes his sweet time getting through that thing because he can't figure out how to get up there. Like, the other team, again, Mike's just like, all right, I'm going to lay down. You guys just climb on my back, and then I'll jump up.
Yeah, it was everyone a great plan. Like, it worked flawlessly.
Man themselves. Let's just climb in like we can.
Yeah, and they all tried to just like, I'm going to be a man and power through it.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work for them.
Whatsoever on that. Well, I call it a team, but yeah.
Yeah, and then shooting balls. And like, Dan, to his credit, did really good at that. Dan constantly surprises me at what he's good at in challenges.
I swear to God, he's got to be like, so I don't know if you ever seen the show called Ninja Warrior, but he's got to be like this guy who just built his own course in his backyard and practices 4 days a week so that he can do this one event one day out of the year. You know what I mean? Like, Dan has to have his own ball court and jumpy bits and whatever.
Just all of this random shit from Survivor's past.
Yeah, because he has done some pretty spectacular things, like smashing those pots all on the first go and all like kinds of things. Any challenge that doesn't matter what weight you are, he's hanging right in there. Yeah. Anything that involves weight, he's just like, well, I'm done. See you guys. Bye!
Bye, I'm going to hit the water. Yeah.
So, Mike hogging the ball jumping, and Sierra was getting pissed.
You know...
until he won. No, okay.
Yeah, you're right, Brian. That was pretty bad. The first time I saw it, I was like, Jesus, what is he thinking? But then I thought about it again. It's like, okay, they had all that time to get used to how that ball thing worked. If they had switched out, they definitely would have lost. Because it was a very near-run thing. If they had been like, all right, Sierra, you tag in and take over. Like, unless she was a ball-jumping impresario, prodigy, whatever you want to call it, I don't think it would have been possible for her to get those balls in as quickly as he did. And nothing to knock against her, because actually, the last couple of weeks, I've been really impressed with Sierra's game. But I just don't think there was enough time at that point.
The whole time leading up to this, Rodney's talking about how it's his birthday. And he makes a pact with Will that if Will wins immunity, Will will switch. Like, okay, sure. Whatever. And then Rodney's like so complacent in that he'll get switched. And he's like living life. And then, of course, Will doesn't even compete. And if he would have, you know, his team would have lost.
Oh, yeah.
And then
it's not just that he's going on reward, Eddie. There's a 0.000% chance that he's not going.
Yeah, right.
Which is great because he was like, oh, no, there's a 150% chance I'm going. This whole season has been filled with people saying 150 and 155,000% and all that kind of stuff. As a pedantic nerd, that has really gotten on my nerves.
Well, it pissed me off when he said that. It doesn't matter how many zeros you put after the decimal point. It's still fucking zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then of course nobody takes him because this is a fantastic reward, and really Survivor needs to do more rewards like this. This was great, like all the way through.
Oh yeah,
this was great for the community. This was great for Survivor's image. This was awesome for the survivors to do. Like, it was awesome to see Sierra out there.
She actually had a line, which was nice, talking with people who may not have understood English, so that sort of thing. Well, but
they were nodding along.
Yeah, well, I mean, if a pretty woman starts talking to you, wouldn't you just nod along?
I can tell you, when I travel with my wife to places that only speak Indian languages, I do the same thing. Like, yeah, huh? Sure. Where are we going? Yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Spicy food. We're going there. Okay. Land of curry. We're going there. Okay.
Right,
yeah, no, I mean, it was nice. They gave them a lot of things. And it seemed to really kind of humble, like, to the point where I even liked Carolyn a little bit on this one. She seemed to be very nice. I'm like, oh, let me give you things. You remind me of my kids, that sort of thing. So good for her. Yeah. You are now my third least favorite instead of my second least favorite.
Oh, she was never my second least favorite.
Come on, Nolan dropped definitely above her.
For me, it was she was tied with Dan, and she's definitely so, above Dan now.
You know how when water boils, the stuff on the top goes to the bottom, the stuff on the bottom goes to the top? Yeah. That's kind of like my list of who I don't like in this season so far. They all just keep just boiling.
Episode by episode.
Cycling right on through. Basically, only Vince has evaporated at this point. All the people that I like have evaporated, leaving behind only Mike. Yeah. Who, again, very nice guy, and he, having had a pretty bad childhood, seems to really appreciate being able to give something nice to these folks. So that was very good of him. Yeah. Rodney, had he been there, would probably have tried to keep one of those bikes.
I know, I think...
Probably.
No, Rodney...
Bro, it's my birthday. I know you're in Nicaragua, and you're probably going to get shot by a death squad, but it's my birthday, and I've always wanted a bike on my birthday.
I think as much as I do not like him, and I hate him as a person, I don't think he's evil, really, like that. And when they're just sitting around, can't fucking around, he's making jokes and trying to make people happy. I think Rodney would have been good with these kids.
That's true.
I genuinely think he would have been good with these kids.
As I said before we started recording, Rodney seems to have passed the Shireen sniff test. Like, she said that she generally enjoyed him, but he's an idiot and ignorant and terrible. But he's at least a somewhat nice person, so there you go.
Yeah.
But I still want to think of him as a piece of shit. You understand what I mean, right?
Yeah, I think of him as a piece of shit because just because nobody wanted to trade places with him, he said this went from the best birthday ever to the worst birthday ever.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to let facts get in the way of my opinion of him.
Oh my god, my favorite was when they went back to camp and I don't remember who said it. Somebody said, "What? Well, just let him calm down." I think Tyler said it. Just let him calm down, and Dan just goes, "What? This is Rodney. This is how he is. There's no calming down."
That's true. Dan nailed that on the head.
He was just going off on a tear, and even Dan was just like, "Man, you know what? You're going overboard. This is crazy." And so when even Dan realizes that you're crazy, you've got problems.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan, before all of this, when folks were telling him that they voted for him, he was giving the most psychotic, "God as my witness, we are okay" kind of speech. Like you did not expect that to end in "we're okay." You expect it to end in "I'm going to end you. I'm going to end your line. Everyone you know is dead, all right? You stab me, I'm going to pull a gun. You put me in the hospital, I'm going to put you in the morgue." You expected that kind of psychotic nonsense from him. And in this case, he's just like, "Wow, Rodney, you crazy son." Did I really say that? Oh my god. I'm sorry, man.
You crazy son. You crazy.
Boy.
So, I just every time he reels, this is like my worst birthday ever, I'm like, dude, you must have had a really good fucking life. And somebody else in the show pointed this out too, like, as much as it sucks to not go on the reward, you're on a fucking tropical island playing goddamn Survivor. Like, that is... That alone is once in a lifetime. Like, that's something.
What do you expect them to do? Bake you a cake out of the rice and the beans that they have? Come on, man.
Yeah, and
grow
then
up,
he's like,
grow up.
He's like complaining, doing fucking dishes on my birthday. You know what, Rodney? I've done dishes on my birthday.
My parents told me they were getting divorced on my birthday.
Oh,
all right,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Rodney, not the worst birthday ever. Really, really not. Like, he's such a fucking baby when nobody gives it to him. It's the fucking worst. Like, grow the fuck up.
Mike said it best. He's like, why should they give it to you? You didn't win.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like,
fuck you.
He's done this at least twice, maybe three or four times by now. At the end of a challenge, he tells everyone, look, he very passive-aggressively says, look, guys, I'm not going to tell you you should bring me on this thing, but, I mean, I haven't been on one, and I think you should probably do it. But it's all right if you don't, because I don't really want to go. And then they say, all right, well, if you don't really want to go, then don't go. And he's like, well, fuck you guys. You should let me go. It's like, well, come on.
You just fucking said.
Jeez, man. You just get a new move.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, I don't think... It's taken me this long, and I know this is going to seem obvious. I don't think Rodney's evil. I don't think he's necessarily necessarily stupid or naive. Hear me out. Those things are... Those are not the main... Those aren't the disease. Those are symptoms of his insane immaturity. That it all just roots to an incredible, incredible lack of maturity. Especially for a guy... anywhere near his age.
I don't know if you can explain. Okay, he came out and he went, this is my plan. I'm going to act like I'm all pissed and I'm going to quit. And it's really smart. He said himself, this is a really smart plan, right, guys? And every single buddy there, like, instantly was like, no, what are you, a fucking idiot? That ain't going to work.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing. Is like, that's why I think, okay, I wouldn't say he's stupid. All right, maybe not stupid. Because stupid is a word that gets thrown around pretty willy-nilly, especially on the internet these days.
Yeah.
But he's definitely not as smart as he thinks he is. Like, he thinks he made this brilliant strategic move that everyone is going to love and appreciate, and not one person bought it for 1 second. And even his own allies were like, don't even bother. Just don't bother. Like, you could see Tyler saying, please don't do that, because that puts more of a target on me.
Yeah, what did Tyler... I mean, that was why he said it, but I think he said, like, you need to make, like, it needs to be strange, or it needs to be a bold thing. He's like, he's basically saying that's a bad idea because it's not inventive or new or surprising. Right. And Rodney's like, it's really fucking smart. Surprising for you, isn't it?
It isn't even surprising within the context of this season which Jen, who legitimately wanted to go home, didn't even get to go home through that ploy.
Right.
I mean, yeah. That's the thing. It's like, how could you possibly expect that to work? So, whatever. I mean, as I said, he's probably not dumb in the sense that, you know, he can't even dress himself or anything. But he's definitely not... He has a much higher, more inflated sense of intelligence.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially to the point where he's been saying all the time he needs to be cool, calm, and collective with a V. I mean, that's pretty
that's
much
ignorance. He doesn't know what the actual word is. There's a difference between stupidity and ignorance.
Well, that's my point, is he's one of those folks who's just very, very ignorant, not as intelligent as he thinks he is.
Yeah.
And that accent, it's not helping him. I know people from Massachusetts, and they don't have that strong Southie accent. Come on. You can get rid of that. Yeah, you're never going to see a brain surgeon with that accent.
If you you could.
We got to get rid of medulla oblongata.
It's like, it's fine to have the accent, but just don't do everything in your life to reinforce it. And then you can tell it's a dumb plan, because, like, 10 minutes after they get back, Rodney starts to enact his really smart plan, and 10 seconds after Rodney starts it, Mike's like, fucking shitting me?
Yeah.
Like, just immediately.
And he even gave up. You know, we should maybe just skip over the immunity challenge and just enough to say that who won? Carolyn won.
Yeah. Okay. This challenge, I was like, okay, this is endurance meets strength. Like, this should be, if there's any challenge for it, this should be a Rodney challenge. Like, I know there's a weight component here, but Rodney has massive, massive guns. And this is hanging on with your arms. The fuck, well, Rodney?
I feel
you
like
get beat by Mama C. Like, I know Mama C has the advantage of being tiny and having lean muscle, but
I don't think she's. I think she weighs more than Sierra does.
Yeah. Also, I feel at this point, Rodney was still invested in this whole "I'm gonna give up" thing, and so he was like, "I'm gonna sell it. I'm gonna sell it extra hard." But
yeah, he didn't fall off. He
gave
the rope into the air.
Yeah.
Which he gave up.
The unfortunate thing is, he's in a position where he's stable enough that he could just give up this immunity challenge, and he knows he's fine.
Yeah.
Which well, is...
That would have sold it even more, but not that anyone was believing it, so whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so then tribal. Worst birthday of Rodney's life, he says that during tribal.
Yeah, that was the 15th time, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Sorry. I wish they were showing the jury, because I'm quite sure they were all rolling their eyes.
Oh, yeah, you fucking know it.
You know how awesome it would be to have your birthday out on that island? That would be great. Think about it. You're not only are you on, okay, yeah, it's deserted and you're kind of hungry and you smell bad, but you are having a once-in-a-lifetime adventure that people have like, thousands of people try for every year and only, like, less than 20 get. And you're like, oh, this sucks. Like, fuck you, man.
Yeah. It's not the time to be a baby. It's really, really not. So, the whole scuttlebutt leading up to tribal is, okay, we can't vote for Mike, so one of the final six has to go. Is it going to be Dan or is it going to be Tyler? And at this point, everybody's talking about, well, who's the threat to win and who's the threat in challenges? Because if you are a threat to both of those, if you fall under both those categories, you're gone today. Which is why, like, the second Mike doesn't get immunity somehow, gone.
Yeah.
But I really do think that's why Tyler ends up leaving.
Any books as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why Tyler...
Well, so that's the strange thing, is Tyler got 3 votes. I would have expected 1 or 2. Sierra finally does something cool. She flips. But more importantly... Carolyn, who I absolutely refuse to call Mama C. I hate you guys for even saying that name. But Carolyn voted for him too, and that makes to me I'm flabbergasted. I don't know why she voted him.
Because I think he's the only one who knows that she has an idol, and at this point, if anywhere down the line she's viewed as a threat at all. She can not say a word and just whip it out. And if there's only if it's next week or the week after, or if it's week 5 or 4, and she's the one on the cutting block, and the 4 of them all vote for her, and she busts out an idol, then she gets to decide who goes home. She's in power. And then the next week, we know she's decent in challenges. She's a threat to win it, and then she's bam in the final 3. Like it's real smart to get rid of the one guy who might be able to fuck up that plan, and probably one of the people who, if you take him to final tribal, would probably beat you for votes. Yeah, Tyler would beat Mamacita for votes.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. It's just one of those things where you don't want, like, when you stab someone in the back like that, you lose their vote. And she knows she doesn't have Shirin's vote. She probably doesn't have Joe or Jen or Haley. And so it's one of those things where it's like, you don't want to put those people on the jury. So that's why it didn't make much sense.
I don't know. I think that's why Tyler's.
That's why she did it, because this is the first move she has ever made, and she wants something to explain to the jury in the end.
Okay, I buy that. That's a good
explanation. I mean, you say, like, Jen and Haley won't vote for her, but what I'm saying is, like, if you get to 5 or 4... And if it's Carolyn, Will, Rodney, Dan.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure Carolyn's got that.
Yeah, Carolyn's winning between those 5. And we're not far from those being the 5 people left. If Mike's gone next week or the week after...
That would be the darkest timeline.
Like, basically, at this point, the only person left in the game who's a threat to Carolyn in terms of winning the final vote is Mike. And in Carolyn's favor, everybody wants to get rid of Mike. So it's not going to be anything special.
We all agree, right? If it's Dan and Will and Carolyn, we're going to riot, right? We're gonna just take to the streets of San Jose and Phoenix, and be a riot of 3 people. But I mean,
it's not even going to be the worst one. It's going to be fucking Rodney, Will, and Carolyn.
No, because at least Rodney has made some real moves. Rodney, Will just Dan. Sat there like a lump. Like Randy from Christmas Story, and Dan has just been sitting around doing the same things Rodney has, but then also saying just stupid asinine shit, even more stupid asinine shit. And Carolyn is a mean girl. I'm sorry, I know you have grown on me a little bit, because I know that you now like to give to charity, and that's cool. You also like eating ribs, and I like eating ribs, so we got that in common. But I still dislike you to a high degree.
I wouldn't say. I don't like picking on people.
Right.
Especially when you're over the age of, I don't know, 12.
Yeah. Right. Which, mentally, half these people are not. They are still to the degree of, you know what, I'm gonna pick on this person needlessly. Why not?
But, I mean, I don't think Carolyn making to the end is worst timeline. I think worst timeline is Dan, Rodney, and Will. Which,
well, okay, yeah.
At this point, could happen. If Dan, next week, if Carolyn doesn't win immunity and doesn't see a weird play coming, and Dan uses his second vote and gets one other person with him and can get Carolyn out next week, we're one step closer to that dark timeline. And that's the thing. Dan Which still has that advantage sitting around.
According to the preview for the next episode, it may happen, but how many times does the preview actually pan out the way you think it's going to?
Yeah.
So yeah, like the thing about Rodney being all pissed, he was faking it.
Yeah, well, faking it. Oh, God.
That well, was I mean, he wasn't fake faking being pissy. He was faking quitting, is my point.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
So, goodbye, time. Goodbye, Mama Rose, or whatever that
nonsense was. I'm disappointed because Tyler was... I have two people left on my team, and it was Rodney and Tyler. And of the two of them, I was rooting for Tyler the most because he's the less dickbaggish of all the guys left, other than Mike. But nope, there he goes. And now all I have is Rodney. And I know Rodney is only ever going to get me 3 points because he cannot win the challenge to save his fucking life. So I know from here on out, I'm just getting 3 points every week, and I'm officially out of this fantasy race.
No, that's okay, because if you can get 3 points every week and this thing lasts another 10 weeks, you'll catch up to me.
Yeah.
It's only going to last another two. What are you talking about?
They could go into reruns. Maybe that won't work.
If we do reruns, I am picking a different team. I'm keeping Mike this time, damn it. I fucking drafted him.
If we do reruns, I can pick whoever wins, and I'm going to pick Mike, and then I'm
Well, whoever wins might not be the one who got the most points over the course of the thing. I mean, winning only gets you 5 points. I mean, only 5 points. That's a considerable spread, but...
Well, that also means they survived every tribal council. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's consistent points at the very, very least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when they were talking about who was going to go, I was so close. Tyler dropped the idea of, hey, Carolyn, I know you got that idol. You wanna play it for me, buddy? Oh,
she said, so close to getting my point. No, I do not. As a matter of fact, thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, I'm gonna vote you the fuck out. I was so close to getting my 3 points from Nick.
How excited were you, by the way?
I was really fucking psyched.
I was like, it pricked my ears up, but I knew she wasn't gonna give it up. She's way too selfish for that, and she's too close. Maybe if it was, you know, a 4-4 tie or 5-4 and they were disadvantaged, yeah, she'd give it up then. But now, no, she's close to her money and she likes the monies.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not that far off. One more win and bust out her idol and it's fine. She'll be okay.
Smooth sailing, but then she won't be able to explain anything to the jury, so.
I was so close. So, yeah. Nick gets those 3 points from me.
I want to propose a new bet right now.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm betting that Dan will either never use his advantage or completely waste it.
Ooh, I'm not going to take that one because I think you're right. I think he's going to get voted out next week.
How far, let me see, how far behind you am I? I'm exactly 20 points behind you, Brian. I will take that bet for 20 points.
What? No.
Take
okay.
Five.
How about 10
also,
points? 10
you
points
not notice
evens
my
out.
Note there. I'm fucking 23 points ahead of you. Thank you very much.
Huh?
Yeah, you forgot to give him points for Will.
Well, you gave me 0 points for Will. He survived the tribal. That's 3 points. Dick.
Will's not a real person, damn it.
Racist. There, okay, actually, so I would need... I will take... There is a bet that I just thought of on the moment. Do you think at any point in the rest of the season... Including, remember, the final episode where the tribal people, or the jury speaks. They will say the word birthday.
I'm sure Rodney will.
Okay, I am going to, Brian, I will take your bet. How high are you willing to go? I'm going to say 10. Because 10, if you lose and I win, you're still beating me.
No, the highest I would go is 5. That's fucking...
Okay, I will do 5 points. 5 points versus Brian. That... And how are we going to phrase that? That Dan will either not use or waste his... thing?
Or give, he basically that he won't use it. Like, if he gets voted out beforehand, or he just doesn't use it.
So do,
that was my understanding. So is that waste what you were thinking, Brian?
No, I mean, like, waste it. Like, he does it, like, where he's totally got the numbers, and he puts in another vote that does absolutely nothing.
Right. So using the extra vote in a way that does not sway the outcome of the tribal.
Correct.
Yeah, like, if, like, so, four of them are voting for Mike, and then he uses it to vote for Mike again.
Okay. Or conversely, if everybody's voting one way and he's the only one who votes the other way, and it's essentially like you might as well have just used one vote?
Yeah.
Does that work out too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations, Brian. You're going to get 5 points.
Wait, but Nick, what was your vote? I'll take your... I'm way behind. I'll take all these bets.
I'll bet you also 5 points that at some point in the future in this game, somebody says birthday. Like, it's my birthday. I'll even narrow it to give you a little bit better odds here. They're referring specifically to Rodney's birthday.
So you're saying it will happen, that somebody will mention Rodney's birthday.
Oh, yeah. It'll definitely happen. I would like 3 points.
Yeah, I'll take that bet, too. Okay. Since you
what
both
you
think...
Stupid? Since you're you both, so going to lose that, Andy.
Look, Brian, I am down... by 23 points.
It's go big or go home time for Andy, so it
and
works.
You both agree that you're going to win the bets I've made with you, and they're both the same value. So if it's both equally a done deal, this doesn't matter at all.
I'm sorry, but you're not allowed to address me specifically, directly, until you break 80 points.
God damn it. This week I was a fucking wash, too, because of that goddamn bet. Rodney got me 3 points, and then I lost them right away from the fucking bet. God damn it, Carolyn. Couldn't help your ally out.
Maybe if somebody like didn't just fucking throw away one of their fucking players.
I don't
exactly.
care.
You paid hit points to take Will.
Yeah. I don't care. I wanted nothing. Like, when we play fantasy sports, right? When we play fantasy baseball, I don't draft Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I do not draft them. I'm an A's fan, and I just cannot bring myself to draft anybody on that team, no matter how good they might be. In football, I do not ever have a Patriot on my roster. It just does not happen. And in Fantasy Survivor, I just cannot have Will on my roster, no matter what. Just can't let it happen.
Anybody.
You know, I understand. I never draft any Kings. So.
It's not there. Just this Will, it's anybody named Will or William or Willard. He will not take any, or any Dutchman named Willem. He will not take any of them. It's nothing specific to you, Will, YouTube sensation, whatever your last name is, and liar and terrible human being. It's all Wills that Andy is racist against,
okay, but you gotta
or
take
Willist
the,
against.
You gotta take out the Willem, because I love William Dafoe.
Well, yeah. He's the exception that proves the rule.
Okay.
Didn't make any sense, but okay.
Is he William or Wilhelm? I thought he was
Wilhelm. Wilhelm.
Yeah.
W-I-L-L-E-M.
Oh, yeah, Willem Dafoe.
And that's Wilhelm, cool. You love Wilhelms because you like Kaiser Wilhelm II, right? He's your favorite of the German emperors.
Yes. Of them, yes.
the Hohenzollern line.
That's not the same. It's Wilhelm, okay.
Yeah, you gotta...
I would just like to point out that I correctly pronounced Hohenzollern.
So, fantasy recap. Nick gets 5 points from Mike, 5 points from Sierra, and 3 points from the bet. Adding all that onto his 83 from last week gives him 96. I get 3 points from Rodney, and I lose all three. Like I said,
wild.
I lost all three immediately from that stupid bet. So I'm back at the same 72 I was last week. And Brian gets 3 from Dan, 3 from Will, and 7 from Carolyn. Give him 13 on the week, adding to his 82 last week to give him a 95 to pull him within 1 point of Nick.
No, to keep me within. I was one point behind him last week, too.
Yeah.
Son
you're
of a
right.
bitch.
Still in this game. Yeah, I have a bad feeling about Sierra coming up, but that's all right.
I like Sierra. I think Sierra's going to get voted out because she would win. Because she's not a dickbag.
Yeah. She's finally actually started making some moves, too, which I like. They're not showing up that well. Yeah, she was one of the ones who flipped on who got voted out this week? Tyler. She flipped on Tyler. She has been talking to people doing that kind of thing.
She could have stuck
with the strong six and said, hey guys, I was loyal to the end, because Tyler still would have gone.
No, she couldn't have. What are you talking about? Somebody from the six had to go home.
Right. But she could have said, hey, look, everybody else voted for Mike. I voted for Mike as well. And it was unfortunately just Mike's one vote that sent him home. So she could have done that, but she took the strong move of, I'm going to vote for him too. She has a pretty good game going on where it's very subtle. I like that.
Yeah, I think at this point, she doesn't even need to make moves. I think at this point, the person who wins is the person who gets the final tribal and isn't a complete bag of tools.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it's going to take. Get there and don't be an asshole.
None of the teams I ever root for in sports win anything, so I have a bad feeling.
So there goes Sierra and Mike. They've lost already.
Yeah.
In order. Well, not to get too far ahead of ourselves.
One of them has to win the rest of the immunity.
Well, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but in the next season, the gimmick has already been announced. The fans are going to vote for the next 20 contestants, probably 18 in two alternatives, but they are specifically people who have only been on the show one time and have not yet won, which means, I'm sorry, and then two of them are Dan and Carolyn. Oh, and Sharon, obviously, from this season. Oh, and Joe from this season as well, just to be complete. So that means that Mike, Sharon, and Carolyn will not make it to the end.
Enjoy.
We already know this. I fucked up a little bit. Whatever. Go parse every part that I say. The point being that Mike and Carolyn are considered for the next one, so this could be a spoiler or it could be a very clever ruse on the part of Jeff Probst. Who knows?
CBS has also said that right now these are people who are up there because they are people who have been suggested that they should come back. But if they win, then they get taken down. CBS has said they're up there for voting so that you can vote. But that doesn't mean that if they're up there, that doesn't mean necessarily that they have won, that they have not won. Oh, Max is on there too, yeah.
Yeah, oh no, nobody cares about Max. That guy doesn't deserve a second shot. I deserve a second shot before that guy does, and I haven't even been on the goddamn show.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything to say about Ponderosa this week?
Not really. I mean, it was kind of disappointing, actually. I expected Tyler to at least say something about his gameplay, but really it was just, I played as well as I could. I just sat back, and I guess you can't sit back. I'm normally very funny, and then he turned out to actually be pretty funny. And that's the thing. It's like, really, why would you hide the best parts of yourself in this game? I don't get that.
That's what really surprised me, because this whole time he's had like no personality at all, and then you get to Ponderosa and everybody's like having a good time with Tyler, except for Shireen, who has a little bit of baggage, but like everybody was just having a good time with Tyler, and it was really fucking surprising to see him have, I don't know, any personality at all.
He's, to steal a term from another show on our network, he's just a guy. That's the thing. He's a warm body in a filling a seat. That was essentially it, unfortunately. He said a couple of things to the camera, but even those were just kind of boring little, like, we shouldn't vote for me kind of statements. And just obvious strategy. Like, not even at the point where he's like this Erwin Rommel-type strategist who's going to maneuver his alliance into a strong position. He just kind of sat back and let everyone self-destruct. And so they're really, I was genuinely kind of disappointed. The one thing we learned about him, he's really learned to appreciate his wife, guys. I'm doing a slow clap.
Yeah
good for him.
You had to learn that? What a dick.
Exactly. Right? I mean, I don't know. No, just, you know what? Tyler seems...
No, I got off work on time today, and I actually had time to watch Ponderosa, but then I was like, oh, it's Tyler? I don't really care.
Yeah.
Don't watch.
You know
that.
What you want to do instead of watching the Tyler episode, if you have time, just go jump in the Wayback Machine and just watch when Joe gets there, and that's all you really need, because Joe's arrival was so fantastic.
Jen's is pretty fun too.
Jens was good, but I just like Joe because he was super excited and then it just kind of hit him all at once that his journey had ended. Tyler was just kind of like, as soon as he was walking back to the medical tent to get weighed in, he was just like already kind of going like, well, that's over. Oh, well, it's not like it was my dream. I don't care. It's just like, eh, come on, man. You can do more
that. Yeah. I should restate. You should watch the Gen 1 because she's hanging out in a bikini and not grubby.
Okay. That sounds all right.
That makes it worth watching. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, okay, one more thing about Tyler. Jeff, at the tribal council, Jeff asked him, would you be surprised if you go home tonight? He goes, yeah. Like, what are you, fucking retarded?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never
say... As soon as you say that, you know you're gone.
Exactly. Never say you would be surprised. It's just one of those things where, because even if you don't go home,
Survivor Superstition 101.
Yeah, well, no, not even that. It's not even superstition. It's even if you don't go home, even if someone else goes home in your place, you are going to look bad to the jury. Oh, yeah, he was so confident and cocksure of himself.
But he also knew damn well that they wanted to vote him out. So what the hell was it like?
I think he was under the complete impression that he had enough votes going to Dan.
I really kind of wish somebody at that point had said, surprise! But I can never get the things that I want.
Well, I mean, Tyler wasn't enough of a... He wasn't enough of a personality to even get that reaction. Like, if Rodney had said that he would be surprised and then Rodney got voted out, you know somebody would have said something.
They would have been cheering.
Because every time somebody left that Rodney wanted gone, he would, like, do that, like, douchey goodbye to them with, like, a face. Ugh, the worst. The worst.
Awful human
being. Yep. Let's hope he's gone next week.
If Rodney had voted for Tyler, he might have said it.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for this week. I think we're done.
Yeah. The only thing really worth mentioning is be sure to go to CBS.com/shows/survivor/second-chance and then vote for whoever you like. But be sure to vote for Shireen and Mike. Because they're awesome.
Yeah, and Joe too. I like Joe.
Yeah, Joe was good. I actually, you know, the sad thing is, I looked at that list and I picked, because you have to pick 10. You can't vote for 6 or 7 or whatever.
Yeah, who else, who not from this season are you looking at?
For the women, I voted for Kelly Wigglesworth from season 1, because I remember her and I was thinking, wow, 15 years, she's 37 now, I would like to see what happened. And beyond that, I could not tell you the name of a single person for whom I voted on that tribe. They all seem to be from seasons that I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember any of them either, but I voted for Sabrina Thompson and Tasha Fox, because they're both black and I have jungle fever.
I know I voted for all the black ones, wow, that sounds awful, please edit that out. I voted for all the black contestants because this season, A, number one, they only had one representative. B, number two, you know what I'm about to say, that representative was Will.
This is a problem I constantly have with Survivor. Survivor, every season has the token black person, and it seems like maybe one out of five of the black women that have ever been on the show, like, maybe even less than that. Like, they're all the crazy black woman stereotype. They almost all are.
No, Sari was the awesome one. Yeah, Sari, exactly. She was one of my absolute favorites.
She was the one in five, though. Four out of five are just, like, the stereotype. And you forget them because they voted out so early because they're fucking crazy. But they put in a lot of the crazy ones. Others.
You got Taj, who admittedly was part of En Vogue, so I mean, she had some training. Sundra, she was really good. The woman from the first season, whose name is escaping right now, who only got voted off basically because she didn't make any impression on anyone. She was just too shy, too nervous. Another good black woman, Madea.
What was the one that got voted off first, never mind, twice? What was her name?
Really? So we got voted off first twice?
Yes.
I did not know that. That's
awful.
Nobody
liked her.
I mean,
yeah, fuck. That's
really skinny. She had, like, really short, curly hair.
So I'm on a website that literally just lists all of the African-American contestants.
Earl. Oh, well, if you want the men, I guess. There were some good men. Earl from Fiji. He was great.
Cassandra? Was it Cassandra?
Maybe. That sounds maybe.
Was Jervis ever on a second time? Because I remember Jervis was great in that first season. Everyone loved him. Yeah. But was he ever on a second time? Why was he not considered this?
I don't think so.
Neither one of us are real fans, though.
Yeah. I mean, well, I missed a whole great big swath of it. I love it whenever I'm watching it, but when I didn't have a TV or any of that stuff, I couldn't watch it. So, but yeah. So
James is cool.
Oh, James. James is
one of the good James.
Yeah, he's one of the... He was one of the fan favorites for quite a while.
All time. Booker T, one of the 5-time... Oh, no, he's a wrestler. I knew Brian would get that. There we go. I pander.
That's right. I was going to say something about Sting when you said coming back after 15 years.
Oh, poor Sting. Yeah, so unfortunately that is pretty... isn't that sad? We spent almost as much time talking about the next season as we did about this episode. It's just it was not... It wasn't a bad episode. I didn't regret watching it. But, you know, watching it a second time as I do, I noticed I spent a lot more time, you know, looking at Twitter or Facebook. Because I actually watched it on my computer this time instead. I spent much more time doing other stuff than paying attention to this episode a second time. It was very kind of rote pro forma, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
He was just driving in a crybaby the whole time.
Yeah, that
which is nothing new and nothing exciting.
I very definitely watched that. Even though, okay, yeah, it's not new, but you know what? It's classic. I could watch it all day.
Just Rodney.
Would you guys be interested in seeing Rodney play again?
No.
No, never. Not once, ever again. Nobody
definitely does not deserve to ever be there again.
There should be a 3-year moratorium on the city of Boston. Just because of him.
Well, I gotta tell you. No. I'm fine with that. I don't want to see Boston Rob ever again. And he's on every fucking reunion episode at the end of the season.
And when he's not on that, he's on Amazing Race.
Yeah, I'm so fucking tired of that man.
I can't wait for him to be on Big Brother and Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I mean, good on him for shoehorning this into a career.
This is true.
I'm tired. I'm tired of you, Rob. I'm sorry. I'm just so tired of you. It's time for a new...
Just because him and his wife won?
For a second, I was hoping it would be Coach.
That would be great. Oh, but he's been on twice. That's why he can't be on this one.
Yeah.
No,
I would agree with you on that.
Yeah. Coach.
Oh, I voted for Steven. That's right. I remember that. Steven Fischler. He was the runner-up in that season with Coach. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't remember.
That's the only 1% I remember by name.
Yeah. I remember Vitus, but that's it. And Brad Culpepper. It's Culpepper.
Jimmy Johnson.
You know, Jimmy Johnson was great to have back on. But you know, the sad thing is I even watched the previous season, you know, Blood vs. Water, and there were people on that I'm like, who were you again?
Right.
Yeah.
I was like,
I know in 3 years I'm not going to remember Kelly. Well, I might. She had really nice guns.
I genuinely thought the Kelly that they're...
Forgot about her already, so...
Yeah. That's fine.
It's going to be hard for me to forget about Kelly's guns and Sierra's legs. I don't care how many seasons we go. And Mike's accent.
I'll tell you right now, if you had a contestant with Sierra's legs and with Kelly's arms, she would win every single challenge.
Yes, she would. And I would watch every single episode.
Yeah.
Yep. That All right. We need to. We need
challenge.
To
Actually, the immunity challenge was Sierra just crossed that whole rope bridge in one stride.
Yeah. We need to end this episode before I before objectify more women. Okay, yeah. That's it. Join us next week as I try to not objectify women in the final episodes of the show.
Hey, at least you're giving Shireen reasons to give $100.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Shireen, here's a couple more $100. Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Peace out.
Have fun.